Hey everyone, I wanted to take just a minute. I just went to a healing conference, and some of the circles that I run, that I find myself in, always say the thing, always say the question. Well, we don't really know if it's God's will to always heal. So I wanted to quickly give you some scriptures, some reasons. I'm going to try not to ramble too much because I want to make it short and to the point. First of all, let me say this. James 1 says that if we lack wisdom, we should ask, and God will give freely. So for me, personally, as a follower of Christ, if I say, well, I don't know how God feels about this, or I don't know what the scriptures say about this and how God feels about it, and I stop there, that's unacceptable. Unacceptable, because the Bible is full of truth and wisdom in every situation. So we get into the scriptures and we just start asking God, God, show me in scripture, or show me a pathway in scriptures that lead to truth. Let me know. Cause the truth is we need to know how God feels about things so that we know how we're supposed to respond when we come across different things in life. That's the goal. What is our response to what's going on in the world? All right. So, is it God's will to always heal? We have to first define what we're talking about when we say God's will. There's an aspect of God's will that happens no matter what. It's going to happen regardless of what goes on. For example, Jesus coming back for all of us. He's coming back. I'm not sure what that's going to look like, but we know when it's all said and done, there's going to be a judgment day, and that the ones in Christ are going to be in heaven, and the ones not in Christ aren't going to be in heaven. We know that for a fact. That is God's will. It's going to happen regardless of what takes place on this earth. But there's an aspect of God's will that doesn't always happen. And that's the will we're talking about today. And you may say, well, of course it's God's will always happens. We know that. Well, okay, so let's go with this scripture. 1 Timothy 2:4 says, God's will is for all men to be saved. That word saved there is sozo. That word sozo means saved, healed, delivered. All right? And I've said this to some people, and they've said, well, in the context there, he's clearly talking about salvation. I agree. In the context, he is talking about salvation. So, let's just look at that. God's will for all men to be saved. Salvation. Are people still dying and going to hell? Yep. So right there we can see God's will doesn't always happen, because it's his will for all men to be saved. Some men still aren't being saved. Some men are still going to hell. God's will doesn't always happen. There's an aspect of God's will that doesn't always happen. Now, personally, I believe, even though that in that context he is talking about salvation, I think that word sozo, I think you can interchange it with saved, healed, and delivered, because personally I believe that word sozo means to be whole. I think God always wants us to be whole. He wants us to have salvation. He wants us to be healed, and he wants us to be delivered. To say that he wants us saved but not necessarily always healed would be like saying, well, he wants you saved, but you can still be tormented by a demon or tormented by this. And we know that's not true. So healing is no different. Anyways, we'll move on, though. The Lord's Prayer. Jesus teaches how to pray. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's what we're supposed to pray for. That's how we're supposed to pray. Jesus is telling us that we should pray for God's will to be done on earth the same way that it's done in heaven. Jesus right there pointing out that God's will is not always done here on earth. Because, man, we have free will. God wants a people to follow him freely, to submit to him freely. So let me ask you this. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Is there any sickness in heaven? Nope. So we are supposed to pray that his will on earth is done the same way as it is in heaven. There's no sickness in heaven. So that, in my mind, the way I track, Jesus is saying, hey, if it's not in heaven, we don't want it here on earth either. So pray. Pray that His will would be done here. So we need to start reacting and acting appropriately. Is it God's will to always heal? Absolutely it is. Does it always happen? No, not yet. Not yet. In John 20:21, Jesus says, "As the Father has sent me, I now send you." Now, in context, He's talking to the disciples, right? But in context of the Bible, He's talking to us because He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if He's saying it to the 12 then, He's saying it to us now. We're supposed to go and do life the same way that He did life. Do ministry the same way He did ministry. And I'm just saying that if the Son of God, the one, the Messiah sent to earth, if He utilized the healing power of God to show His salvation, I'm guessing we need it too. It hasn't stopped. So if He utilized it, I think we should be utilizing it. God's the same, so of course it's still going on today. So when talking about healing, a lot of people will point out Paul's thorn in his flesh, that God did not remove that. Again, God didn't remove it, so it's not always done. God can heal everybody at one time if He said so, but we're in this world, and we're still affected by this world. In Paul's case, he says very clearly, it's not been removed so that I would remain humble, so that I wouldn't exalt myself. I'm guessing if in Paul's heart, he could have just settled on remaining humble, and the Lord, who judges the heart, looked at his heart and said, you know what? He's going to remain humble no matter what. God would have taken that thorn out of his flesh in a heartbeat. But clearly, there was something in Paul, so there's something that had to remain there. I don't get that. I don't understand it. I don't know why God just didn't remove it anyways and handle Paul's humility some other way. I don't know. It's not my decision to make. But that doesn't make it any less God's will for Paul to have been healed. Because I guarantee you, God's will was for him to remain humble and therefore be healed. But for whatever reason, Paul needed the thorn to remain humble, so it stayed. We don't know if it's sickness or what it might have been. It was a tormenting of some kind. So again, I throw that into the whole oppression, sickness, that it's all the same to me. So that's why I believe that's not why I believe, that is why it was left there. We do live in a fallen world, and so there is sickness, there's sin, there's all of these things that still are enemies of God. Sin, sickness, oppression, anxiety, fear, all these things are enemies of God. 1 Corinthians 15:25-26 says that all of God's enemies will be put under Christ's feet, and the last will be death, because death is also an enemy of God. And I think sickness and anxiety, fear, oppression, all those things fall into that category. And the last will be death, which tells me there's a progression. There is a progression of things that will be put under Christ's feet. And so we are supposed to go after healing. We are supposed to pursue after that. Because it is an enemy of God, and God doesn't want His enemy to have any more glory on the earth at all. Christ died for all of our iniquities. He paid for all of that. He was wounded, and we are healed, is what Isaiah says. The healing didn't just stop. And it doesn't just happen sometimes. I mean, it does just happen sometimes, but it's not supposed to. It is God's will to always heal. I believe personally that we look at our circumstances in the earth around us, and we see that the enemy still does some things. And I think we give the enemy way too much glory, way too much credit for having power. Ephesians 3:20 says, "Now unto Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above more than anything we could ever dare to ask or think, according to the power working through us, according to the Holy Spirit working through us." He is, you could sit there and think and ponder and try to create his goodness to be bigger than you could ever imagine or think. Just keep going. And no matter what you think of, he's bigger and better than that. And he can do more than that. So I absolutely think that it is God's will to always heal. And anytime we come across a sickness, we need to act accordingly. That there's no room for sickness. And so we pray, and we seek, and we ask, and we declare, and we do all these things. It's interesting, even though I just said that, you know, Jesus never said, go pray for the sick. He said, go heal the sick. So ponder that one for a while. Now, after everything that I presented here, don't take my word for it, because I could ramble on and on and on and give you case after case after case and scripture after scripture. But don't take my word for it, because who am I? We must get into the scriptures. We must get into the scriptures and go to the Lord and say, what do you believe on this? What do you believe on healing? What do you believe on fear? What do you believe on anxiety? What do you believe on whatever it may be? And ask the Lord. And when you hear clearly, he'll show you in his scriptures. Absolutely, he will. And when he shows you, now you know where to stand. And now you know how to pursue on in life every day. So, I hope you liked it. Replay it. Get the scripture references that I gave you. I quoted a few scriptures that I didn't give you references for. But you can Google those things that I might have said that sounded like scripture. Things in Isaiah. But hope you're having a great day. Be blessed. And we'll talk to you next time.